This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Many taxpayers approach April 15th with a sense of dread or resignation, but for Larry Harper and Esther Freeman, it's an occasion to affirm their values by refusing to pay a portion of their IRS bill.
We do file a return, and then we refuse to pay a portion of the taxes due as a protest against the military budget. We refuse $104, which is 10 times the 1040 club. One thing that people do is refuse $10.40. It's fairly low risk, and that's a little too low risk for us, so we do 10 times it.
I've participated in a lot of marches. I've done civil disobedience. But to resist part of the money that's actually going to the military, to me, it's a very strong statement.
Their protest does not go unnoticed.
Usually I hear back from them. Often, eventually, they do collect the refused taxes. You know, it is a form of civil disobedience, and there are consequences.
They attached my wages one time and left me with $75 a week. Because when I started to do tax resistance, I refused much more than $104, so they took my wages. Because we're symbolic tax resistors, we don't hide. We don't hide our assets. We don't change bank accounts. Some people who don't file actually do go around changing their bank accounts, but we have nothing to hide.
But seizing assets is usually the end of it. Few tax resistors are ever prosecuted or jailed. Even so, Esther notes that many of her politically progressive friends are quite willing to join in public demonstrations, even get arrested for civil disobedience, but draw the line at confronting the IRS. Larry says that's understandable.
They put a lot of publicity into scaring people into compliance. I got arrested at Livermore protesting down there right about the same time when I first did war tax resistance and refused to pay part of my taxes. And it was really much more scary to refuse to pay taxes than to sit down in the road in front of the riot police.
Still, Harper says he has reason to believe that their tax resistance, which he and Freeman do quite publicly, is shared by a considerable number of other Sonoma County folk who are like-minded but quieter about it.
We often table at the Petaluma Progressive Festival and so on, and there are always people who I don't know at all who come up to the table and say, oh yeah, I've been a war tax resister for years. So I believe that there are hundreds in Sonoma County who do some form of tax resistance.
Harper and Freeman are part of Sonoma County Taxes for Peace, an informal group that meets monthly and diverts their unpaid taxes to local causes that do align with their values. This year, they've collectively made a $1,000 grant to Farms Not Arms. And Freeman says she's all for paying taxes as long as they serve a social benefit.
We would even like higher taxes if it went to health and education, but we just don't like the war budget.
I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.